Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome to the Back in Time podcast. It is the teaser trailer breakdown episode, and I'm excited. This week we're jumping into The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, the 1994 film, and this is one of my favorite Christmas movies. It's up there with Home Alone and a couple other ones, but I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, JD. Justin, how's it going, my man? Was that decent?
By you, no. You need some work before we get into it. By me, I was.
Yeah, yours was on par. Mine was more like a bar. Yeah, I don't know. I'll work on it. But yeah, man, excited to get into another episode, another week. This is the last one of the year for us. What was your feedback on Gremlins, man? I feel like our online's been blowing up over this thing.
I loved the feedback that we got from people that were sort of like reliving their childhood. Yeah. I think a lot of people, like, they didn't realize that they had seen that movie at such a young age and the nightmares that it gave them for such a long time.
I feel like I've checked my air vents at least 20 times this week. And anytime something's moved, like, or I heard something in a cabinet, I had to have a butcher knife in my hand when I opened it.
I was going to go swim a lap at the YMCA, but then I was like, hell no.
Not jumping in that water. So, yeah, I thought Gremlins was great. We got a lot of positive feedback. And, yeah, it makes, I guess, hey, we got the elephant in the room. Star Wars is out. Did you get a chance to see it opening weekend?
I did, but do you want to talk about that now, or do you want to wait until we get into the full breakdown?
Let's save it for the full breakdown, because I feel like we want to spend more than a couple minutes, and this is not the episode to do that. But yeah,
suffice it to say, I am smiling.
Yeah, you're excited. I know you texted me and you said you were going, and I went and saw it the other day too, so. We got a lot to talk about in the next episode with Star Wars. Let's just say it was thumbs up for sure.
Well, you know, multiple. If I had Jar Jar Binks' thumbs.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop. No spoiler alerts. No spoiler alerts.
Yep, no spoilers. We'll save that. Now, let's jump into some trailer with Santa Claus here. So if you're new to the show or if you're a longtime listener, you know the drill. I'm going to give you the title to type into YouTube, and we're going to watch this thing together. So type in the Santa Claus original trailer, and then you should find one that says the Santa Claus 1994 original trailer. It's by Sky TV, and it has 1.2 million views. And then pull that up. We're going to do a 3-2-1 countdown, and we will click play and watch this thing together. Are you fired up and ready to go? All right, 3, 2, 1, click.
Dad, you heard a clatter.
Somebody's on the roof.
Maybe it's Santa.
Not now, Charlie.
This Christmas, Scott Calvin's getting into the spirit. The only way he can.
Hey, you! Whoa!
By accident.
If something should happen to me, put on my suit, the reindeer will know what to do.
He is Santa! He killed him!
Did not.
Check out Santa's sleigh!
When you
put on the suit, he fell subject to the Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus? What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
Ha! Santa? How come your clothes are so baggy?
Do you want this doll or not? Go back to sleep. I shave in the morning, in the afternoon, I look like this.
Oh my God.
Calvin, you wait. What happened?
Beastie.
What, you put on a little weight?
Does this look like a little weight to you?
You look distressed.
I'm way past distressed.
I'm talking to an elf.
He's not Santa.
Oh my God.
He is too Santa! Wait, I'm not done.
Fax me.
This is our perpetrator. This one's not going to be easy to find.
Won't the bright red suit and beard give him away?
Who's down there?
Santa, your father this year.
Have a piece of fruit, for God's sake.
This holiday season.
Incoming!
Tim Allen is giving till it hurts.
Johnny, naughty. Gary, nice. Veronica, very nice.
The Santa Claus.
You're a 1,200-year-old elf?
You're pretty good for your age.
Thanks, but I'm seeing someone in wrapping.
All right. JD, what'd you think of the trailer here?
Well, I'm Veronica.
In your dreams, fat boy.
I still think it's Sleigh Boy. I'm excited to watch the movie and get a full indicator on that.
You know, in previous trailers, we always talk about the trailers giving away too much and the ones that we really like not giving away too much. I felt like this one gave away too much.
Really?
What'd you think?
I think the opposite. I think that this is, it only hints at the shell of what's going on.
Okay.
Like, you know that it's a movie that involves Tim Allen. And he, by some mischievous, some accident, becomes Santa Claus.
Right.
And then
he transforms into him. He gets a little bit fatter, a little bit whiter. Beard gets bigger. And then...
But there's not...
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know. I guess it didn't give away too much. You know, one thing I did pick up on, there's at least two different clips in there that are not part of the movie. They were either deleted scenes or done for the trailer. So the first is where he's kind of like dancing with a gift by the tree and kind of like looks and smiles at the camera almost. And the second one is when he's talking to his boss, but he now has like the full white beard. Like that's never in the movie.
I didn't pick up on that. No.
You didn't.
I like that. Well, have you watched the movie with deleted scenes, director's cut? I don't even know. Is that
I don't. I think so, but like I bought the movie on DVD probably like 15 years ago, and it's the one I still watch. So. I guess I haven't gone back to buy a more enhanced one. And I don't want to, because you know what? I found out in later years that they removed a line, which is one of my favorite lines of the movie. And it's the one where he goes, you know, call 1-800-SPANK-ME. And apparently some little kid called that number and ran like a $400 bill up on his parents' line. And then they called Disney and they now have removed it. So it's like 1-800, like something cheesy. And they've taken the movie, the line out. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to support the Blu-rays. There, I said it. I'm sticking with my DVD from 1999.
I had no idea. Like, that's a hell of a story, man.
The line means a lot to me. Really touched me.
That's what she said. Or he said. Or that was a deep one.
You got
that was. I got all the way down to the bottom of my throat, and I opened up my mouth very wide.
I can tell you watched a lot of Home Improvement, didn't you? That was your worst one yet. Don't ruin it. Anyway, let's get into some box office numbers. So I thought the trailer's solid. I thought it gave away a little bit too much. You didn't. We disagree to agree to disagree.
Either way, I would give it a thumbs up on the trailer. It was good. So let's jump into some numbers here. Now, without giving away too much, I'll give you the production budget. It's a $22 million budget. As we know from years prior, it spawned two different sequels as well, so it obviously did pretty well. How do you think the box office went for The Santa Claus? And real quick, before you answer, it's released on November 11th, 1994. So it's got all of November and all of December in theaters. Go.
So this it gets to take advantage of what we've been quoting for the past, what, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yes.
What we like to call the schoolyard effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember very vividly seeing the trailer as a kid, not seeing the movie, showing up to school, getting made fun of for not seeing the movie, then going to see the movie. So I think it made a splash pretty quickly and pretty, that's my guess, that it did pretty well and that it only gained steam going throughout November and then probably peaking in near Christmas time of December in 94.
Okay, very good. So I'll give you the breakdown here. So again, debuts November 11, 1994. Opening weekend ranked number two at the box office, $19.3 million. In week number two, it dropped to the third spot, but stayed pretty steady with another $17.1 million, bringing the 10-day total to $40.5 million. In week three, the schoolyard effect is in play, and they are number one at the box office with their biggest weekend yet, $20.4 million over Thanksgiving weekend, bringing the total now to $70 million. They would repeat number one the next week on December 2nd through the 4th and brought in another $11.3 million. And then several more weeks at number two, $8.8 million. The week after December 16th, $8.9 million. And December 23rd to the 26th, Christmas, it jumped up to $9.7 million, bringing the seven-week total to $123 million domestically. And it would finish up at $144,833,357.
Small potatoes.
$45 million with foreign. So the worldwide box office is $189,833,357. Not bad for a budget of 22. I would say I'd say the old Tool Man is due a raise here for the old sequel.
The schoolyard effect is a thing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So let's talk about what happened the week of November 11th and what was in theater. So let me pull up those numbers here real quick. At the box office on November 11th, number one movie is Interview with the Vampire, which also debuted with The Santa Claus. And man, did they rack in some money. $36.3 million opening weekend for Interview with the Vampire. Do you remember seeing that movie? Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt?
I think Val Kilmer as well, right?
Not sure. Just
fact check me real quick.
Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Kirsten Dunst, Antonio Banderas. Those are top bills.
So cut my Val Kilmer comment. Why did I think Val Kilmer was in it?
Maybe he is, but he might not be top billing. It also was
Keanu Reeves is in it.
Who?
I think Keanu Reeves is in it. We have not done a Keanu Reeves yet, have we?
Oh,
I'm sorry, I'm getting so distracted.
It's coming. First of January.
Speed?
We're doing Speed.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
That's so creepy. Yeah, we are. Christian Slater's in it, but no...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Christian Slater, not Val Kilmer. I retract all of my excitement for VK.
So, domestically, even though Interview with the Vampire got out to a hot start, domestically, The Santa Claus did almost $40 million more. But because of Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, Interview with the Vampire did 118 foreign, more than their domestic total. So their worldwide gross is much higher, over $220 million. Anyway, that's way too much information on Interview with the Vampire. So they're number one. Santa Claus is number two. Number three at the box office was Stargate. Number four in their fifth week, Pulp Fiction. Number five, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Number six, The War. Number seven, The Specialist. Number eight in week 19, people, Forrest Gump, still going strong at the box office. Number nine, The River Wild. And number 10, Love Affair. There's definitely some movies on there that I've never heard of. Love Affair apparently is a Warren Beatty movie with Katharine Hepburn, so, and Gary Shandling, Pierce Brosnan. Good cast. Wow. I feel like I should know more about this movie. It's a romance, that's probably why. Not a big fan of the romance. How about you?
Man loves a woman. That's my response to if yeah, I'm a fan of romance.
That was solid. I only heard three cats scream.
Oh, thank you.
The River Wild. Do you remember that movie?
It sounds familiar. I'm getting it confused with that one JTT movie.
Wild Wild America.
I think, yes, my mind is confusing the two.
I think it's just one wild. I don't know why I said wild, wild. But this is the one with Kevin Bacon. Action thriller. Meryl Streep, Kevin Bacon. Really?
Let's go back to JTT.
Why do you want to talk about JTT?
Because we're talking about Tim Allen. That was a good one. That was guttural.
Okay, let's talk about Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Who has the better Christmas movie, Tim Allen or Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Because, you know, JTT's got the I'll Be Home for Christmas, where he's also dressed as Santa Claus for most of the time.
Definitely say Tim Allen.
Okay, I would agree. I just wanted to see if I could tempt you into something.
Oh, I appreciate the name drop. I've seen the JTT within the last 2 years. It's decent, but to me it's more of a California Christmas movie, which it's not the same thing.
Hey, here's a movie on the list I've never heard of. Do you know the movie The Specialist?
Is that with Antonio Banderas?
No, and it grossed $170 million, $113 in the foreign box office. It's a Sylvester Stallone and Sharon Stone movie. I've never seen this movie.
I remember it being Antonio.
And it was number one movie at the box office, too, opening week. Interesting. Too bad for Antonio Banderas. It looks like he missed out on one. I mean, overall, pretty good week at the box office. You got some good movies in there with, obviously, Interview with the Vampire, Santa Claus, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump. And then you got some, like, solid, really good movies that didn't do as well, but... you know, Stargate's not a bad movie. It's been a while since I watched that. It's a Kurt Russell movie. But, yeah, some good stuff there. Now, let's jump into some critic response and reviews here on The Santa Claus. So, Justin, I'll let you guess, as we usually do. What do you think the critic response was for Santa Claus at the box office based off of the tomato meter?
Okay, so as I do, I'm going to be very long-winded.
Totally expected, and we like it.
Because in Christmas movies, I feel like they are not going to... I feel like the critics are probably apprehensive to accept them at the quality of the movie that they are, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But at the same time, Tim Allen, he's... Tim Allen's been on primetime TV for, what, 3-4 years now? He's a force to be had. The movie has Judge Reinhold. The movie has an annoying kid. The movie has an ugly mom.
I don't think she's ugly. I'd have porked her.
Back then or now?
Either one.
Ew.
Are you telling me you wouldn't put that notch on your bedpost? You nailed the mom from Santa Claus?
Yeah, okay, fine. I relent and in the spirit of relenting, I'm going to give it a 77 critic response.
Ooh, good guess. How about audience? How do you think it was received with the audience here?
That's not fair, again, because it's a Christmas movie. Feel free to, like, bleep my next sentence out.
Okay.
But how are the Jews going to rate it? Because the Jews might love it as a movie, but then give it a very low rating because...
It's not about Hanukkah.
Not about Hanukkah. Yeah, you cut Hanukkah, all that out.
Here comes Hanukkah.
I want to say 68 for... No, but that seems too low. I'm going to say 81 for viewer response.
All right, well, drum roll. The critic response for the movie, you had a very good guess. You said 77. It was 74, certified fresh.
Boom!
The audience score, had you stuck to your original guess, you would have been very close. You said 81. The audience score was 65.
Oh, this one about Christmas movies. It's so difficult to pinpoint how people are going to respond with the holiday season. They're either... You know, Scrooge McDucks, or they are Bah Humbug.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Number one, I'm surprised the critics received it so well. I would have thought 50-50. I would have guessed in the 50s. And I would have guessed the audience score be in the 80%. But then again, there's a lot of people that, you know, they don't like Christmas movies. No matter what you do, they just don't want to watch them. So
right, exactly.
There's a lot of boyfriends or girlfriends that got drugged to see it, and then went home and talked about how terrible it was.
And they beaked.
Yep, and then they beaked later on. But yeah, I mean the some of the sequels here were not as well received. I would definitely have to say the Santa Claus 2, I believe, is like 40%. On the tomato meter.
Oh, no spoiler alerts, man. Oh, we're going to get to it.
My bad, dude. Yeah, you know what? We'll save those for later. And I was way off. So ignore that last line. Delete. Delete. Delete.
Delete.
That'd be... You're probably not watching much wrestling these days, but Matt Hardy has a new character. He's called Woken Matt Hardy, and he just gets in the ring and goes, Delete! 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 And he's just like he's a complete psycho. It's awesome.
So what you're telling me is Matt Hardy is alive and not like an overweight 50-year-old jamoke?
He's gained a little weight, yeah. But no, he's still doing the thing. And Jeff Hardy's still doing backflips off the top rope and onto the ground, and they're still going. Good for them though, huh? They're like in their 40s.
Ugh, that makes me feel old.
Anyway, we'll wrap it up for today's episode. We're going to be back later in the week, right before, I would say by Friday, we'll have this out. So, as always, follow us on social media, Back in Time Pod. Send us a message. Send all your hate to Justin. Website is backintimepod.wordpress.com. You can go on there for all your shopping needs. There's an Amazon link. We've got a store in there to all the movies that we review. So go in there, buy something. God sakes, I need some new underwear, so a little money would help. But yeah, check out the store. There's some good stuff on there. And then, you know, while you're at it, get onto the app, rate us 5 stars, leave us a little review, and that'll help us grow the podcast. We'll see you guys in 2018. We're hopping in the DeLorean, and we're going to take the DeLorean for a little vacation for about a week and a half. Thank you for listening, as always. And we'll be back with the full episode of the Santa Claus in a couple days. Until then.